And joining us is our state senator, Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well myself, thank you. Busy times for you. We got some big things to talk about. And maybe the first thing that always I'm sure people ask about when they see is how the budget process has been going.
So the budget process has made, I think, a good breakthrough. Yesterday, the leader of the Senate, along with the Speaker of the House and the governor, I believe, have come to at least what is perceived as an agreement on how to move forward with all of her vetoes and admin board transfers. And so we did pass out of the Senate, and I believe the House did the same, sending to us changes or a supplemental, which would address the rural hospitals, critical care hospitals, along with the secondary road patrol and the the jail reimbursement, county jail reimbursement. So significant, I think, move forward. It's it's a smaller supplemental, so it does not address all of the 147 items that have been vetoed by the governor or all of the board changes. But I think it's a positive move forward for the legislature and the governor. So very pleased to see that we were able to do that. We just have to sort of wait till next week and stay tuned, I guess, and make sure all of the details fall together on that. But at least significant progress, especially for so many of the northern communities affected by the vetoes and the admin board that the governor had done. So positive move forward there.
All right. And also movement on the baiting ban in the state, too.
Well, not quite the state, but a significant stakeholder in the state, and that's the Farm Bureau. And the Farm Bureau, I believe, had its annual convention last night. And I believe within the committee itself, I don't know that the whole body has did this yet. I had not had the opportunity to hear how they, the full convention did last night. But the committee did recommend to change Farm Bureau's policy and support baiting within the state in limited manner, I believe. And so I'm anxious to hear and see how that went. But that is something that's been Farm Bureau has been opposed to, which is baiting, for almost over 20 years.
Wow.
And so significant change, I think, only going to demonstrate how the baiting policy has been a failed policy for the state, not only for the reduction of deer, but economically as well across the northern Michigan. And so that would be a huge positive change. I think they still want to make sure that they're working with the USDA and not compromising any of the requirements by the federal government to jeopardize any of the split state status because of the TB and things. But a significant move forward in a positive way, I'm hoping.
Very good. And before we let you go, you've been kind of touring the district, haven't you?
I did. I was able to, over that little, while we were out of session, was able to get out into Tawas and stopped into some of the local businesses. One of those, I believe, was the Hunter's Niche, which makes the recurve bows and the long bows, and what an amazing place. It was very cool to see how they go through the process to make that. And so enjoyed that tour along with just getting up and just dropping in. I think I ended up spending some money right down on Newman Street as well. But a positive day up in Tawas and then up into Alpena with a tour of Lafarge.
Ah, very good. So, yep, you've been a busy man. And, of course, if they want to reach you while you're out on the road, they can give your offices a call, right?
They can. And the office number is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036.
All right. State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to talking to you again during this holiday season.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin. Everybody have a great day.